That's coming up in the next segment. Kurt Nimmo runs Infowars.com. He's joining us. National Level Exercise 2009 NLE. Homeland Security FEMA. With troops and personnel from Australia, Canada, Mexico, the United Kingdom, and other countries in NLE 09. Kurt reported yesterday from a Pentagon press release the Israeli anti-terror forces are helping run that operation as well. So, Kurt Nimmo, I mean, this is really happening. This is really going on. They're really running acclimation with troops everywhere, running checkpoints, PR, running jaws of life, Army helicopters landed, car wrecks now. Oh, we're just the Army. You know, it's all part of getting the troops feeling good about helping the citizens, getting the police used to it. Oh, it's the Army. That's kind of like when the police and the sheriff's department work together on the county line. Hey, yeah, boy. And it's all foreign troops are here helping. After all, the biggest recruiting centers are now in Ukraine, Mexico City, and Manila, Philippines. Hiring felons, illegal aliens. The whole military is basically foreigners now. I mean, this is hellish, Kurt. And they openly train everywhere with the youth brigades and with the troops to take on veterans and gun owners. My God, Kurt, do you think they're planning to go ahead and just start a civil war? They're going to start hunting patriots down and forcing us to fight them?
Well, we know history tells us that's precisely what they're going to do. There's no national domestic terror threat in this country. The only threat is the government, and they will set up false flag situations to do this so they can consolidate their power.
Continue, Kurt.
You know, it's interesting. You see these little bits of news here and there. On Memorial Day, the Marines used a helicopter to land in Staten Island in a park. And it's interesting to note that the citizens sat there and oohed, nod, and clapped their hands as these soldiers jumped out in full battle gear and, you know, and act like they were attacking, you know, Fallujah or something. It's insane.
Ooh, I just forgot. Whatever the big paper is in Fort Benning, Georgia, in that town, there were two big articles. MSNBC covered it, too. In the year 2000, two Special Forces officers got killed, or Special Forces trainees, because they jumped out on police at road stops and tried to disarm the police, and the military thought that it was a real attack. So they've even gotten killed doing this.
Yeah, it's like friendly fire. It happens. I mean, if they don't tell them what's going on, that's what's going to happen.
The other one was 98 in Miami. Delta Force fired into a restaurant, into tables people were eating at. In Houston in 98, Delta Force crashed helicopters in a drill. Maybe you should add that. When's your big report on this coming out at Infowars.com?
Well, I'll get back to work on it after I get off the phone with you, about an hour or so.
Okay, and you've already got this article linked. Folks want to find it. Guard units trained for militia attacks. I've been kind of frothing and interrupting. In the 1 minute left, we've got anything else?
No, that's about it. It's just people need to, around the country, it's interesting we got this tip from an Infowars reader. So they need, if folks are seeing this kind of behavior or finding local press articles, they need to send them to us because we need to cover this more in depth.
Well, I mean, I see articles every day sent to me by listeners where every police department has regular Army and Marines in their offices. CIA setting up local offices, the news reports. I mean, they are taking over, Kurt.
Well, the CIA's been doing that since the 90s. That's fully integrated now. There's CIA in police stations, and so are the FBI. So they have that integrated already.
There's also the article where state police all over are announcing they're fully federalized, like in Arizona.
Right.
And then every time we get a governor or state reps try to declare state sovereignty, the state police show up and start threatening them and following them, like in Oklahoma.
We also covered the fact that local police agencies are getting grenade launchers and automatic weapons from the Department of Homeland Security.
God, they work for the foreign bankers. They're rolling this country. They are just taking us over hardcore. I mean, this is it. This is total occupation, total destruction, total takeover of the republic. It's really happening. Police and military, wake up. Citizens, wake up. Say no. Thanks, Kurt Nimmo at Infowars.com. Stay with us.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, How much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633. In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I was driving into the office this morning and we had Bob Chapman on the schedule, but I wanted to just have open phones today and talk about the founding of our country, the sacrifice our founders made, how what the federal government's doing today is 180 degrees the opposite of what this country was set up to do. The things going on today are the opposite of liberty and freedom. We're being made to be domesticated, enslaved, cowardly creatures. And the globalists are a bunch of eugenicist control freaks that run the planetary government. And I heard somebody who I'd read one of his books, meant to have him on in the past, never did it, Bill Federer with AmericanMinute.com. And I heard him, and I told my producer, try to get him. Well, he's with family, day before 4th of July, via cell phone from his car, but he's with us for the rest of the hour, and we're honored to have him, because I heard him on Derry Brownfield here on the network, extremely powerful, and I probably read more than 100 books on the Revolutionary War, the founders. I've done stuff like watch the HBO special, John Adams. You know, I mean, I'm really into it. I know a lot of you are as well, but he really breaks down the starving ships, the slave ships, the concentration camps, the tyranny, the way we treated the British, the way they treated us. What the Declaration of Independence is all about, what our founding documents are really all about. On the 4th, this is what we should be remembering, not, oh, the 4th means I eat a bunch of hamburgers, drink beer, and wave an American flag made by Chinese slaves, and I don't fight back against the carbon tax. I don't fight back against the federalization. I don't fight back against troops openly training domestically to set up martial law in the United States. So we're going to Bill Federer in just one moment. First, I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors that made this show possible today. One of them is the Ecola Blue, the fabulous atmospheric water generator that grabs up to 7.5 gallons of water a day out of the atmosphere. No fluoride, no poisons, no nothing. Then it goes through 7 filters, including reverse osmosis and a UV and carbon filter. Just find out more at ecoloblue.com. Ecolablue.com. Big banners up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com as well. Or you can call and get a free brochure concerning the Ecola Blue and the other great line of products like solar panels to run it if you want to be off the grid. So many other systems and some of the discounts they have for listeners. Ecolablue.com or 1-800-691-6043. 1-800-691-6043, Ecolablue.com. And lastly, of our sponsors, the premier, better than law enforcement or military training. A lot of law enforcement and military go there to tune up before they go to war or go on operations. This is the place. Frontsight.com. That's frontsight.com, FrontSight.com. In these troubled times, it's not enough to just go have record gun sales and ammo sales. It's important to really know how to use a firearm. Even if you think you're a good shot, you need to go get Frontsight training. And they've got a deal where when you go, they've got online training and a lot of free stuff there in the free newsletter. Be sure and sign up for that at frontsight.com. But they have a deal where if you go do their basic training course, it's just 5 days, you get a 30-day state concealed weapons permit. It's 75% off, and you get a free Springfield Army XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Frontsight.com. Find out about the free gun at frontsight.com. And then don't forget my online video bookstore at Infowars.com for all the books and films that I carry and the books and films that I've written and produced. Infowars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And, of course, you can watch the live TV show simulcast of the radio show, download all my films in super high quality, my book, Paul Watson's book, a lot of other special reports we've done, 5+ years up and running, PrisonPlanet.tv. So check that out today. Okay, I'm wound up, folks, because I just covered the U.S. military openly training to take on American gun owners. And I showed you the New York Times and other mainstream news showing youth brigades being trained for gun confiscation. That's not me. That's the New York Times saying it's good. The New York Times also reporting tattletale squads. The kids are being trained to write reports on their parents. Taking a hot bath is a carbon crime. In fact, Google for folks, climate cops. I want people to see the red and black uniforms in England and the United States. We showed you this a year ago. Now they actually wear red and black uniforms. I mean, it's like I've woken up in the Twilight Zone. This is really happening. Soviet-style takeover is now happening. But AmericanMinute.com, Bill is just an amazing person, Bill Federer. William J. Federer is a nationally known speaker, best-selling author, and president of the AmeriSearch, Inc., a publishing company dedicated to researching America's noble heritage, the most noble. You can count on one hand the free societies, and we're the best. Television and former U.S. congressional candidate Bill has appeared on C-SPAN, Fox, Hannity and Combs, O'Reilly Factor, NPR, MSNBC, on and on and on, 700 Club. And he's just an amazing person. So I'm going to try to sit back, take a few calls at the end for him at 1-800-259-9231. But I'm wound up like a cheap clock here with the news I just covered. Sir, I heard you on Brownfield from a taped interview because Derry was off today, really laying out the history. I know, but you said it so well, how they put people's sons to die on starvation torture ships, throwing thousands of our ancestors off per month dead. I didn't hear you talk about it, but I remember reading about it, how they took the family of 11-year-old Andrew Jackson in the Carolinas. His daddy had died working the land. It was him and his mama and brothers. Starved him to death in the concentration camp. He wouldn't lick their boots, so they slashed him with a saber across the face. This is the tyranny of government we're fighting, and we see the same arrogance, the same corruption today. And I want folks to know what the men and women, because the women went along with them and supported them, who signed that Declaration of Independence, what happened to them, and what this country's really about. God bless you. Thanks for being here with us.
Well, Alex, it's an honor to be on your program, and I've really appreciated all the great work you've done over the years. On the 4th of July, we do celebrate our great country's beginning, and it's important to look at the place in history. In other words, there's been about 5,000 years of recorded human history. That's all, only about 5,000. That's 50 people living 100 years each, and you're back to the beginning of the Egyptian hieroglyphics and Sumerian cuneiform, little clay tablets. And during that 5,000 years, empires have risen and empires have fallen. Empires have risen and empires have fallen. But power has always been concentrated in the hands of pharaohs, monarchs, sultans, czars, caesars, kaisers. In other words, very few people held all the power. Well, America, we had 3,000 miles between us and our king, King George III, so we got a chance to experiment in self-government. They borrowed a lot from the church government because the different colonies were started by different denominations, you know, Virginia by the Anglicans, Massachusetts by Puritans, Rhode Island by the Baptists, and so forth. And so they applied a little bit of this church government to their ideas of self-government, and it worked. And so we became very prosperous. And we had, obviously, the revolution. And so what's happened is we went from the concentrated powers of the monarchs to the separated powers of our Constitution, separated into three branches, separated from the federal to the state level, and then tied up with 10 handcuffs we call the First 10 Amendments. But over time, power has gravitated toward reconcentrating. So in other words, it was great that Lincoln ended slavery, but in the process, he concentrated a lot of power away from the states. It was Woodrow Wilson got us through World War I, but in the process, he concentrated power with the Federal Reserve and the income tax. Franklin Roosevelt got us through the Depression and World War II, but he concentrated power with his New Deal. Lyndon Johnson concentrated power with his socialist Great Society programs. I mean, socialism is basically I collect everybody's money, put it in a big bag, and you got to come on bended knee, and I give it back to my friends. It's the old saying, whoever controls the purse strings has the power. But President Bush consolidated a whole lot of power in the war on terror and Homeland Security, and a lot of times it's for an immediate good but a long-term evil. In other words, withholding from your paycheck, that was an emergency effort to get money to fight Hitler. It was called a pay-as-you-go tax, and it was just a temporary thing to hurry up and win the war. Well, guess what? After the war stopped, it didn't. In other words, the federal government got this new power, and it never gave it up. Well, that power has been concentrated, and now it's all been handed over to the new president, and it's been put on steroids. And he's concentrating power, taking over banks and car companies and the health care. I mean, Hitler ran for office in Nazi Germany on promising nationalized health care. Anyway, I'm getting over
the and Bill, just interrupt. This is how there's some tyrannies happen overnight, but generally with a society that was already used to being slaves and being bossed around, authoritarian. But with the case of Rome, it's golden era, very pious, focused on the law. Incredible. Their strength came from how pious they were, and by the end it was hooking their wives out to be prostitutes, even the gentry, to try to raise money for the emperor, for the Caesar. And so it took a few generations to fully degenerate, but it always accelerates its degeneration in just a few decades. Most of the degeneration happens that took hundreds of years to build towards. Now we see more tyranny, more tyrannical laws, more federalization of water, open borders, the total Federal Reserve dictatorship. All of it is happening, the carbon tax, in just a few months. They're bum-rushing us. It's all going to pure tyranny right now.
Yeah, it's like water going down a drain. Around the edges, it goes very slowly, but as it gets close to the center, it goes faster and faster and faster. I mean, that's what happened with power, as I talked about, over history. It's happened a little bit here, a little bit there, but now it's gone on exponential curve. And but, you know, our founders experienced the King of England was the king of their country, the commander of their military, and the head of their church. In other words, the king decided what the people could believe. It was like hate crime legislation. If you believed the way the king did, you were fine. But if you had other views, then you were not equal before the law.
And they've now had the hate crime bill pass the House that says word for word, if you hurt somebody's feelings, you get arrested. So the end of the First Amendment, stay there. Let's get into the founding of our country with that Mayflower Compact that I had two family members that were signatories to. And then we will expand out from there with our guest what the founders went through and then how we rediscover this culture. Because as this tyranny unfolds, we have to show the public what the alternative is, liberty versus the tyranny we're now seeing.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. people are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. And it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Yeah, it's sundown on the union. If you don't think NAFTA and GATT did destroy the economy, remember they told us that was going to make jobs. Imagine what their carbon tax is going to do. I've read their own documents here on air. IMF, World Bank, Club of Rome, it's designed to bankrupt things. They want you bankrupt. They want to vertically integrate. They're monopoly men. They're not free market. And they've created this banking crisis to do it. Arrest the bankers. And we do that by starting the audit of the Fed. It'll make Madoff look like a choir boy. Going back to Bill Federer, for the website AmericanMinute.com. Okay, Mr. Federer, this is a short segment, long one coming up. Let's start now getting into that Mayflower Compact and then the hell our forefathers went through to fight for this beautiful liberty we've had.
Well, it's interesting. The Pilgrims were going to land in Virginia, which was an Anglican colony, and they got blown off course, and they didn't want to just get off the boat and every man be a law unto themselves, so they decided to write their own government document, the Mayflower Compact. Now, the question is, how did they learn how to do this? Well, guess what? They were all dissenters. They were all basically religious nonconformists, and so when they were in Holland, their pastor was a guy named John Robinson, and he taught them if they have big decisions, they all fast and pray and vote. This was their church government. Well, they basically applied that to this Mayflower Compact. There's a line in there that says, undertaken for the glory of God and the advancement of the Christian faith, a voyage to plant the first colony in the northern parts of Virginia. It says, mutually in the presence of God, we covenant ourselves together to form a civil body politic and to render all due submission to the laws that we pass. In other words, they submitted themselves to each other under God and then created this government and then agreed to submit to the laws. Well, they learned this from the church government. There's no other place that they could have learned it from. And this became a blueprint for Connecticut, which is called the Constitution State. And the Connecticut Constitution became a blueprint for the U.S. Constitution, which starts off, we the people. So in other words, we're granting ourselves permission to start a government.
That's right. Whenever we say in the Declaration of Independence, you know, it talks about how it's our right, it's our duty to throw off tyranny. And when atheists get mad that we say it's God-given, the point is it comes from no man. It is basic, organic rights to be free creatures, sentient beings. And the first time we see this in history is what you're saying is the Mayflower Compact. They are granting among themselves to be governed by themselves by consenting to this law with each other.
Right. I've read through every charter of every colony, and each one of them, it's the monarch granting them permission. And in America, we're not like Canada or Australia where they still acknowledge the monarch of England as the figurehead. We simply grant ourselves permission. And
that's right. We don't have privileges that is something illegal that you're granted to do. A license is authorization to do something that would be prohibited. So it's what a slave has. We are declaring that we are the sovereigns under God and no king but King Jesus. We're not worshiping King George III.
Right. And the word federal means covenant. But you're bringing out a key point where in the Declaration it says all men are created equal. This was revolutionary. All throughout history, there was not equality. If you were friends with the king, you were more equal. If you were enemies of the king, you were less equal. And so it's sort of like today, where if you're friends with the party in power, you get more rights. So, you know, hate crime legislation, if you have that ideology. But if you believe in traditional values, guess what? You weren't less equal. And so it's interesting. I spoke at the U.S. Capitol. I did a half a dozen congressional staff briefings a year or so ago, and they had congressmen, staffers, and so forth. And afterwards, I got a phone call from the Washington Post, and the reporter said, are you trying to push Christianity on America, you know, like having secret meetings in the Capitol? And I said, well, can I ask you a question? I said, where did the idea of equality come from? And the reporter said, well, I don't know. I said, well, it didn't come from Islam, did it? I mean, in Islam, infidels are not equal to Muslims. Women are not equal to men. It takes two women to testify in court against one man. A woman gets half the inheritance that a man gets. You know, a man can have four wives. A woman can't have four husbands. Of course, I don't know which woman would want four husbands, but nevertheless, there's not equality. I said equality did not come from Hinduism, where they have the caste system. And if you're an untouchable in that lowest caste, you're less than human. You have to take care of the garbage, clean the toilets, live outside of town. You're not equal to the Brahmin. The Brahmin and their divinity. And then in the atheistic belief, if you are useful to the state, you're worth more. In America, you're equal no matter what.
All right, stay there. What comes to mind today, though, is in California, over 1 million state workers and police are above the law. They can't be pulled over. They can't be given tickets. The photo enforcement can't work on them at toll roads and red light cameras because the computers can't read their plates.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online by visiting us at directive21.com. That's directive21.com now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from FreshwaterOrganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
Here Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. I do an abbreviated syndicated transmission. Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. And you can catch us on XM on one of their great channels from 5 to 8 p.m. Saturdays. Okay, I wanted to read just the first page of the Declaration of Independence on July 4th. This is in official Homeland Security documents. This pocket constitution is considered terrorist manual. I have video in my film, Road to Tyranny, from a squad car where they find this exact manual that we put free in all our orders, and they find some of my videos, and they arrest her for this. It's the police on tape finding this and getting scared. Now, they've sworn an oath to this, but they're so brainwashed, they get scared. Now, not all police are this dumb, but the general public overall has been dumbed down. In Congress on July 4th, 1776, this is what America's about, folks. Not about football or mom and apple pie. It's about this. The unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America. When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitles them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the cause which impels them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, that's us, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light or transient causes. And accordingly, all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, what's happening today, pursuing inevitably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, just goes on and on. They're setting up tyranny scientifically to suppress us and lie and cheat and steal the votes. It is their right, it is their duty to overthrow and to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government. To history of the present king of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. To prove this, let the facts be submitted to a candid world. And then it goes over the tyrannies that have been set up, and you look at these tyrannies, it's exactly what's being done today, but even worse today. Okay, I'm going to sit back now because I want to take a few calls in a few minutes, but Bill, try to go over historically what the founders did, how they were persecuted for putting their John Hancocks on that Declaration of Independence 230-plus years ago today, tomorrow.
Well, a little background, the French and Indian War took place, 1754 to 1763, and the British won and decided to keep troops in America and make the Americans pay for these troops. Well, they didn't have barracks, and so they would simply come up to your house and say, guess what, we're going to have the troops stay in your house, you live in the attic or the barn. And so they began to pass taxes, the sugar tax, the currency act, the stamp tax, the quartering act, and all these, and the colonies had no representation in Parliament. And so it was taxation without representation. And so that's when we had the Boston Tea Party and so forth, and the British responded by blockading Boston Harbor. And then there was the Battle of Bunker Hill. Thomas Jefferson over in Virginia promotes a day of fasting and prayer in the Virginia legislature. And the royal governor takes this as an insult to the king and disbands the Virginia legislature, the House of Burgesses. And so that's when they set up a Continental Congress. And the first act, of course, of the Continental Congress was to open with prayer. It's interesting how they're trying to outlaw that today. But then Washington was put in command there at Boston. He had 26-year-old Henry Knox go up to Fort Ticonderoga and bring down a bunch of cannons. And they put straw on the wheels so they could put them in place without making any noise. And the Dorchester Heights, the next day, the British wake up, see these cannons staring down their throat. And so the British evacuate Boston. It's a great rejoicing. And the British are going to New York. And so George Washington goes to New York. He has 20,000 volunteers. The Declaration is written, and he has it read to his troops. There's great enthusiasm. But the British fill up the harbor. 400 ships in the New York Harbor. They say it was just looked like a forest full of trees because all the masts. And then the British begin to pound away, and Washington's men freak out and start fleeing. He's trying to rally them back. They have to drag Washington from the field because he doesn't want to leave. But his troops retreat across Manhattan, retreat across New York, retreat across New Jersey, and retreat across the Delaware River into Pennsylvania. Within 6 months, Washington's troops dwindle from 20,000 down to 2,000. The Continental Congress sends him his last order up to that point that says, until further notice, you're in charge of America. And the Continental Congress packs up shop and leaves. And here's Washington. It's all resting upon him and his men. Had only volunteered for 6 months. So July to December, guess what? He had 1 week before they were all going to leave, and Washington proves his worth. He orders an attack Christmas Day evening, surprises the German Hessians and captures 1,000 of them. 10 days later, wins the Battle of Princeton, and this begins the turn in the course of the war. But it's interesting. They voted for independence on July 2nd, and that's the day that John Adams thought was going to be celebrated with bonfires and illuminations and solemn acts of devotion to Almighty God. That's when they voted for it. On July 4th, only two people signed. John Hancock, the president of the Continental Congress, he signed very large and said, now the King of England can read my signature without using his spectacles, his glasses. And he said, the price on my head is just doubled. And so that's where it came up, gave him the phrase, put your John Hancock here, you know. And then Charles Thompson, the secretary of the Continental Congress. The rest didn't sign until August 2nd when they had an engrossed copy. And really a third of them didn't sign until 6 months later. They had to come back to Philadelphia just to sign it. And they weren't in a big hurry because they knew they were signing their death warrant. The sun never set on the British Empire. It was the most powerful empire in the world. They had the American colonies, Canada. They had Jamaica and British Guyana and Bermuda. They had the Sandwich Islands, Hawaii. They had Hong Kong and India. And, I mean, it was huge. And so this was a pretty bold statement. I like to say that our founders were willing to pledge their prosperity for their posterity. They pledged their lives and their fortunes and their sacred honor.
Well, that's what they talked about. They understood that life was transitory, and it was about an idea and doing something nobody had ever done before. And in England, if you challenged them in any way, they would lock you up to starve to death in the elements and then leave the skeletons up all over the place. And then after the bones collapsed, they'd put a new person in there, or they'd cut your head off and put it on a spike at the London Bridge. And so later, and this is on record. I've read all these history books. This is a fact. The British would rape your wives, kill your family, or starve you to death, and just dumping thousands of bodies a month into the water. I want to tell people about the starvation ships because, I mean, this is the evil we're fighting. Go ahead.
Well, you're right. You know, our founders pledged their lives and their fortune and their sacred honor. They sacrificed their prosperity for their posterity. Today, we're sacrificing our posterity for prosperity and saddling our kids with the world's greatest debt.
And getting nothing, though, actually destroying our prosperity now, thinking we sold our posterity for our prosperity, we lost both.
But those British starving ships, when Americans captured, when Washington captured those German Hessian troops at Trenton, he took them across the Delaware, and on their promise not to raise arms against America again, he let them go. And that's where a lot of the Germans in Pennsylvania came from. But in contrast, the British took the American patriots, put them into prisons, turned churches into prisons, turned schoolhouses into prisons, and then had starving ships. These were like the Jersey was the name of one of the ships. More Americans died on the British starving ships than died in battle against the British. 4,000 died in battle, 13,000 died on these starving ships. And so the British put them in there and wouldn't feed him. One of the signers of the Declaration, his name was Abraham Clark, and he had two sons imprisoned. And the British said, well, if you'll take your name off that Declaration, we'll free your sons. And he said, I cannot take my name off, and God help my son. And of the 50
signers... Let me stop you right there, Bill. I got to be honest. My three kids, I'm ready to die for this. And I've said I put my family on the line for all this because I have to, at a certain point, give them to God because I can't let myself let them ever be something that can be used against me, or then the establishment might go after them. But still, to know your kids are out on a boat, they're going to be starved to death and thrown into the ocean with pleasure by the empire, I mean, that just took incredible will and commitment. What ended up happening to his sons?
Well, it took a long time, but they finally were gotten back in a prisoner exchange. But that wasn't the fate that happened to Francis Lewis's wife. Francis Lewis was from New York. He signed the Declaration of Independence. His wife was captured by the British and imprisoned and kept in freezing weather without a change of clothes for 6 months, with hardly any food. and they saw that she was about to die, so they let her go, and she died within a month.
I was about to stop you. That was their little trick. A lot of times, especially with little kids, Andrew Jackson's mother and brother, they let them go, and they died 2 days later, one a week later. So they starve you like a concentration camp victim. They had his mother and brother in a church concentration camp. That was their British term for it. They invented it, for those that don't know. And then they took them on wagon back and put them out to die at their house. Go ahead.
Well, and then there's John Hart. He signed the Declaration of Independence and was at his wife's dying bedside when they ran in and said the British are coming. He had to flee. The British burnt his house, chased away his kids. He had to live in fields and in caves, and it broke his health, and he died before the war was ended. That was John Hart. Then there was Richard Stockton, popular guy in New Jersey, Chief Justice of their colonial Supreme Court. But the British offered amnesty, whoever would return to being a politically correct loyalist. And so one of Richard Stockton's neighbors led the British to capture him when he was escaping, a traitor. And so Richard Stockton was put in the freezing cold, treated with severity because he was one of the signers. He was brutalized. His library, which was one of the greatest in America, was destroyed. His money he had in continental currency, which became worthless, and he was released. The government never paid him back. He didn't get any stimulus bailout, and he died bankrupt at 51 years old in 1781.
Some of the famous British massacres, too, putting people in buildings and killing them, burning them?
Well, one of them was a gentleman, Johnny Burgoyne, landed in Canada and was coming down from New York, and he got the Indians to enter into a treaty. And it's actually referred to in the Declaration of Independence, where he basically told the Indians to go out and terrorize the American. Well, one of the stories was that the Indians couldn't tell who was a loyalist and who was an American, and David Jones left his New York village and went to join Johnny Burgoyne and told his fiancée, Jane McCrae, that he would come back for her. Well, at close, one evening, the Indians came into the camp, their scalps, and one of them was the long red hair that David Jones recognized belonged to his fiancée, Jane McCrae. And so she had been, they were fighting over who would get her scalp, and then they killed her and just cut it off. And so gentleman Johnny Burgoyne had to go and tell these Indians to cool it, and they got offended and left. And so here is Burgoyne abandoned in the middle of the New York forest, and the Americans finally surround him and win the Battle of Saratoga. But this is where we see that the Declaration talks about how the king has incited the natives of the frontier to butcher the inhabitants of our colonies. But over and over again, another one was John Witherspoon. He was the one clergyman to sign the Declaration of Independence. They burnt his college. Princeton was the college that he was the president of. And his son, James Witherspoon, died in the Battle of Germantown there in Pennsylvania. A little interesting trivia, Reese Witherspoon is a distant descendant of John Witherspoon, the actors there. But we see that they paid this price to have their names on that document. One interesting story is John Adams. He was the first U.S. ambassador after the war to the King of England. And he made international news when he refused to bow to the king. I mean, he was a former subject of the king, but now he's an American citizen, and he goes in there and doesn't bow. He had a backbone of steel. And so that set the precedent that no American president or any representative of America would ever bow to any other monarch until, of course, President Obama bowed to King Abdullah. but we see that the founders, they vehemently wanted to defend their independence, and that's why I'm sure that they would be turning in their graves when they would see this power taken away. You know, our founders bathed themselves in philosophers that talked about how to separate power. Again, they took the powers of the monarch, broke them into three branches. They separated from the federal to the state level, tied up with 10 handcuffs we call the First 10 Amendments. But there were other philosophers that wanted to concentrate power. One of them was Machiavelli. He lived 500 years ago in Italy. And Italy wasn't Italy. Italy was a bunch of little kingdoms and dukedoms and papal states, and they were always fighting each other. Venice fighting Genoa, fighting Siena, fighting Assisi, fighting Perugia. And so Machiavelli said, you know, if one prince could control all of Italy, it would stop all this infighting. So he wrote a book called The Prince for Lorenzo de' Medici, a rich guy in Florence, and in it he advocated the ends justifies the means. In other words, if the prince wanted to capture a city, but the people didn't want him to, well, if he goes in there, the people will hate him. But if the prince pays insurgents to kill cows, burn barns, create terror, the people will cry out for help. The prince will come in and kill the guy that he bribed, and everybody will treat the prince like a hero. So it's good marketing. He creates a need and fill it.
So we're talking about government-sponsored terrorism, the Machiavelli talking about it, which the big neocons say that is their top teacher. Final segment, few final calls. We've got to have the AmericanMinute.com gentleman back. Bill, stay there. Final segment with you. What the 4th of July is really all about.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I should have gotten more calls earlier, but just so much happened. We did take a lot in the first couple hours. We're going to go into rebroadcast at InfoWars.com. You can always listen to the restream 24 hours a day and the free podcast at InfoWars.com. Bill Federer, briefly, because I want to take a few calls, tell folks about some of your great books and materials that are available. And also, just in summation, what the 4th to you is really all about. And I want to jam in a few calls from Chris and Derry.
Well, my website is AmericanMinute.com, and I send out a free daily email called The American Minute. It airs as a radio spot on a couple hundred stations and also as a TV spot on TCT.TV. Faith and History is my program. One book I did is called America's God and Country, Encyclopedia of Quotations. And it has sold over 500,000 copies in the last years. America's God and Country. Another book called Whatever American Needs to Know About the Quran, A History of Islam in the United States. Another one called The American Minute. And The Ten Commandments and the Infos on lots of different books. But another one is called Backfired. I talk about how the different denominations started the different colonies. Then talk about the Protestants. 98% of the founders were Protestants. And then with the Irish Catholics came to America, and they got tolerated. And then there was a persecution of Jews in Bavaria, and they came across, and they got tolerated. So tolerate, like you drop a pebble in the pond, the ripples go up. Tolerance kept going out more and more and more. So finally, the atheists were tolerated as of 1947, and then now the Muslims. So the last ones in have decided to push the first ones out, so it's backfired. So in other words, everybody's tolerated today except started the whole thing off.
Anderson, we'll have you back on about that. Let's jam in a few final calls here quickly. Chris in Maryland, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, hi, Alex. Just a quick question about the tactics the government are actually using to overpower the public and basically the nation. Not that many people are touching base on Codex Alimentarius in the Project Kyoto Treaty. I was wondering if anybody...
Yeah, to take over all the minerals and vitamins. I appreciate your call. Yeah, I mean, it's just a total federal takeover right now. What's your take on that? I mean, how do we get a second Declaration of Independence? Or I guess Homeland Security has said that's terrorism now to talk about that.
Well, you know, Washington foresaw this. His farewell address is almost prophetic. Washington stepped down from office in 1796. And he warned, he said, a fatal tendency to put in the place of the delegated will, the will of the party, often a small and artful and enterprising minority. He goes on to say, likely to become potent engines by which cunning, ambitious, unprincipled men will subvert the power of the people and usurp for themselves the reins of government, destroy afterwards the very engines that lifted them to the unjust union. George Washington goes on to say, this leads to a formal and permanent despotism. And I love this part. He goes, the disorders and miseries that result gradually incline the minds of men to seek security in the absolute power of an individual who turns this disposition to his own elevation on the ruins of public liberty. But he anticipated there are going to be disorders and miseries. There's going to be one crisis after another, and it's going to cause people to seek security in the absolute power of an individual who says, hey, I'll solve these crises. I'm really good at it.
Yeah, the man on the white horse. The man on the white horse, the dictator. Now that dictator is just the government system itself seizing and grabbing everything. I'm sorry to Derry and others didn't have time to get to you. I'll be back this Sunday live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Anybody who doesn't have an affiliate in their area, it's Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.tv or PrisonPlanet.com. Thank you so much, Bill, for coming on with us. The website is AmericanMinute.com. God bless you. Have a great 4th.
Thank you, Alex. Appreciate all you're doing.
Take care. We'll have him back on. Great job with the crew. Want them to have a great 4th. Want to thank everybody out there, including XM, carrying the show. God bless you all. Retransmission starts now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.